So every word really meant for the service of Krishna, everything is deeply perceived to its true aspect. But due to misunderstanding, we are on the cover and see something else in relation to our personal satisfaction. All extent of selfishness, country, society, all these things, adherence to our understanding and our nature. Everything is all itself. So words are also certain in all words, but we can't understand that there is the Ram. He is for himself, that is really key. And the local interest is the cause of reading it in different ways. Absolutely, which is for his satisfaction, his worship. We are misreading them on our different accounts, for selfishness, individual or group. That is the solution. Here the Saraswati from Narayana is coming to Brahma, the creator of this earth, to give him some internal principle, that ultimately everything is connected. But you are also still in want of realization. That is, just keep it in your own heart and go on cultivating this Krishna mantra, and you will improve. He is also a post holder. Creator, not of any Priyatano, Napajuni, no Shankar. Not a Shankar, Sona, no Sri, no Ibatma to Jatapava. How the tradition goes. Beginning from Brahma, going after the gopi, this life. Brahma, the creator of this world, was given by Narayana, whose representative he was in this world of Advaita reflection. Keep it in your mind. This is the goal. She was telling me this morning. The Swami Maharaj went to Dallas, and there the big scientific scholars were all gathered there. And then they challenged him. So big figure, Swami Maharaj, a smaller figure there. Faith in all the distance, in addition to other things. Swami Maharaj, in course of his lecture, told, I shall beat you with the shoes. With the shoes, and then you will be able to realize. And the shoes of the intellectual strike, stick. Shoes. That is negligible. There's so many negligible words there, and that intellectual bamboo. I shall beat you. Then you will become to your senses. What is what? And also he told in that respect that the real preacher, he will have such attitude that I do not know much, but my Gurudev, my God, is on my back. I am the proprietor, I am only an agent, and the proprietor is always on my head. But this consciousness, a preacher should begin this work. There is a mind in my mind. I may not know, but I have my Gurudev. Just as Swami Maharaj told him, he thought he may not live long. If I die, don't care. But your grandfather is there. You will think of that. Your grandfather will be at your back. So, a real preacher should always have and will get the supply from above. Supply from above. Ramanu and the Shankar Pandit met in a discussion for more than a fortnight, continued. And at last, Ramanuja thought himself found himself helpless in that fight, and he came to Bhagavara temple. Nothing. As a culprit in the sampradaya, I cannot keep out the dignity of the sampradaya. I can't keep. I'm so mean. What shall I do? Then he got some inspiration from the temple. And the next day when he went to take his seat in the house, that Shankar gentleman came and called and said, yesterday what you have told me, I have realized that last. Then that is true. So I won't hurt any longer. I have got my teeth back. So, I was 2 weeks conscripted there, going on discussing this task.
What was his name? What was that man's name?
I don't remember. I found it in an English book in Madras.
Yes. He was a Shankarite.
He submitted at last. His previous argument, by the will, by the divine will, the previous argument came to take the victory. Not any new argument, and that was necessary. By his will. So it's God over it, with heart within, and God over it. Vaishnava. We are finite, but infinite is there. Everywhere, at every position, every time, we must be conscious that we are finite, but the infinite is there. And through my Guru Parampara, we are in favorable position. Whatever position inside with us. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai, Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai. Dhamma Sangita is considered to support the views of Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya so closely and intimately that some say that this was written by Mahaprabhu himself. So Srinivasa Thakur has quoted this yesterday, and he told, if it is so, then we think ourselves much more blessed, because we will find any book of Siddhanta direct from Mahaprabhu. He has only taken from Bhagavatam here, there, and only 8 slokas. Might have been written by Sri Chaitanya Dev. This is all well, all good. Yeah. But it is not so. Jiva Goswami has mentioned that this is a chapter from original book Dhamma Sangita, which has got 100 chapters, consists of 100 chapters, and this is only one chapter.
Yadyapyadhyaya shatajuk Sangita sarthatapyasa.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna. Wonderful.
This is the 5th chapter that what you mentioned?
I think 5th we are told.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Jai Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Jai Gaur Hari.
There was another question.
Yes.
He had that general thing. Saraswati sometimes considered the wife of Lord Brahma, and understood Lord Brahma was alone. He was alone at that time. So she, from Vaikuntha, gave this mantra. And then his wife Saraswati appeared later. Perhaps this question came.
That may not be not the same Saraswati.
Yes.
Extension.
Yes.
When Saraswati came direct from Narayana to Brahma, and by the will of Narayana, the same Saraswati came out of Brahma for the public, as originally willed by Narayana, it may be taken in such a way. Ordinary people, you know, say this Saraswati is subservient to Brahma.
Yeah.
And that is maybe the outer aspect.
Yeah.
Outer aspect. And the real Saraswati cannot but be the direct potency of Narayana.
Yes. Another question came that sometimes said that Lakshmi, that Saraswati is opposed to Lakshmi. What is the... what's the bother?
Lakshmi is the potency of us comfort. Saraswati is the potency. Lakshmi giving comfort, position, but Saraswati, which is coming out of Narayana, all is meant for the help of others. help of others. So if Lakshmi collects energy for Narayana, so called, but Saraswati taking energy from him and spreading it out.
Yes.
So little antagonistic.
Yeah.
One is in carrying, another out carrying.
Outgoing.
Saraswati is always out carrying.
Yes.
She has not in carrying service. Always out carrying.
Yes.
And Lakshmi Devi, she may not like that I am collecting energy and she
yes.
export and import.
Yes.
Import agency and export. So they may have some feeling of so-called apparent apathy. The in carrying and the out carrying. The potential Narayana. But she also has carrying to a certain extent. They're still in carrying. Whereas Saraswati has no in carrying. He is only exporting. Exporting.
Is that
sound exporting? To us, sound may import, but to Narayana, no import necessary. Always export through sound. Shabda Brahma is external in sound. Within sound, everything. We are also ether because of the plane of sound is the finer and extensive and covering everything within it, in and out. Ether is in and out. Where is art, there is ether, but where is only ether, may not be art or water. Jatha mahanti bhutani, bhuti shutya vati shuja, pravishtan na pravishtani, तथा तेषु न तेषाम् सरस्वती आउटकम द साउंड कमिंग फॉर द बेनिफिट ऑफ द एनवायरमेंट एंड लक्ष्मी देवी इज ट्राइंग टू गिव कंफर्ट टू नारायण इटर्नली पोटेंसी ऑफ डिफरेंट इफ वी वांट टू डिफरेंशिएट then it will be like this. Sound coming from and Lakshmi Sustina little antagonistic. Radharani, she is sometimes very disgusted with that flute. You give your flute to me. The flute is the cause of all disturbance. So there was a conspiracy. We must take out the flute from Krishna amongst the gopis. That disturbs us most. The sound. The sound most disturbing. Always tries to dispossess us of our own self. So sound is, the flute is our enemy. In this. Something like that. The flute, the sound. The Lakshmi class, the gopis, they are also feeling disturbance, disgusted with the sound, some animistic position. the root of all disturbance in our heart. Mm-hmm. We don't care so much for you, not afraid of you, but afraid of your full truth. Sound. Hey. So sweet, everything upset. By the sound, everything is upset. A little antagonistic there also. That's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That is distributing. Fruit. I have also written in the meaning of Gayatri. Gayatri Muralishta Kirtana Tanya Radha Padanga Dhimahi. I mean Gayatri. It is reflection of the flute, the sound of the flute of Krishna, the sweet sound, which can not only release us from all engagements undesirable, but it helps us to engage in the accurate, proper service of the Lord.
Mm.
Positive and negative, two functions, the sound, the Gayatri. Ganatrayati, by singing, the meaning of which we get emancipation, liberation. But liberation has got the positive side, to have a definite engagement in the service of Krishna. Self-determination. Sarupena bhavasthiti. It takes us to the sarup, our proper function of the soul, innest, inmost. This kirtan, so on. Gayatri Murali. That Murali of Krishna and the Gayatri is a perverted reflection here. Kirtana dhani, Mahapurush kirtan also to that effect. The fruit of Krishna, the Sankirtan of Mahaprabhu, the Gayatri in the Veda, all equal. And their aim is all equal, interconnected. Gayatri, Murali, Stakirtan, Adhani, one in the highest positive, another in the middle, another in the lower position. Radha Padam Dhimahi Gaur Hari Gaur Krishna Bhakti Tarhiya. Saraswati is the most favorite of Krishna, the sound god. And his heart is full with love for Krishna. Vinodi Seishi Vaiha. And my resources, my everything is there in heartbeat. And then another passage. There's no face away. And who uses heart for their satisfaction of local interest, he wants to punish him in this way. Bhaktivinoda. Really, sound, all sound speak of Krishna. All sound speak of Krishna. Krishna Priya, Krishna Bhakti Dharya, Sevidhar, Krishna Bhakti, Vinayata, Sevidhar, Mastakati, Paraghat, Karo, Bhakoita. And who is reading astray from Krishna Bhakti, that's after the words and the sounds, I want to kick from that. Bhakti Dharya. Sevidhar, Mastakati, on the head of that learning, my heart cogito, where? Without any reservedness, kick on the head of that sort of sound cultivation. Yeah. For it does not take us to us Krishna. Hari, 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 Hari,
in the Anubhasya, perhaps, the mention of the different types of sannyasi titles, in the title Saraswati, it is mentioned expert in Shastra, and also, we were puzzled, it mentioned Shastriya Sangeet, that the sannyasi would engage in Shastriya Sangeet for a kind of meditation. Is that in the Shankara school, or the possible in the Vaishnava school also?
What?
That the Saraswati, the sannyasi of the title Saraswati, not only in Shastra, but it was mentioned in Sangeet.
Sangeet.
Yeah. But we don't find that.
I don't come across such thought. It was mentioned where?
Anubhasya, perhaps.
Anubhasya.
Yes, in Madhya Lila.
Madhya Lila?
It's given explanation of the different names.
Of the sannyasi.
Yes.
There's 10 names.
Yes, 10 names. Each one an explanation. Yes, Bharati, Aranya, Ityadi, yes.
Saraswati, their name should have some connection with Sangeet.
Yes.
And they only there have got the title of Saraswati.
That was one of the apparent qualities. I did not understand that.
But we did not find any such qualification in our group.
I know. I know that. Not a trace.
No trace. Once a photo was taken, a group photo.
Yeah.
When Prabhupada was young.
Yeah.
And they were all singing.
Yeah.
And Prabhupada was asked at least to open his mouth. And this way the photo was taken.
Hare Krishna.
They all are singing.
Yes.
So you must open your lips.
Yes.
There was one group photo.
Yes. Hare Krishna. I'll find that and read it to you perhaps.
Yeah?
I'll find that. That section in the Charitamrita. I'll find the place after and mention it to you later, perhaps. It may not be so important, I think.
Saraswati. Prajodita dena pura Saraswati. Bhagavata. Saraswati. Saraswati. That's what is hiding on the banks of the river Saraswati. So he took him with Dhapayama also. And there he also taught Bhagavatam to Sugadi. Narada also came there and gave the 10 principles of Bhagavatam there. In Saraswati Dastara, banks of Saraswati River. Narada came, taught the principle of Bhagavatam, and Leda Bhash also. He taught Subhadip Bhagavatam. There are two sittings there. The third sitting in Sukhatal by Subhadip was bigger, and the fourth sitting in Naimisharana.
Yeah.
Sudha Goswami was the speaker. And after four sittings, the last day, of his study, he got it, and in present edition, only three introductory slok, he gave it to the market.
Four sittings.
Present Bhagavad. After four sittings, first Narada and the best. Second, Bhash and the Shuk, both in Saraswati, Bhadrikasram, and third in Sukarta,
yes,
and the fourth in Naimishan. And then these three introductory shloka written by Vyasadeva. Yamadasya, Yamakalpasaru, Dharma Prochita Vaita. His introduction. With that introduction, that it published, gave it to the public. Gaudhari.
Narad Vyas first.
Narad Vyas.
But Vyasadeva.
Vyasa Shuka. Idu Jaipayanadaham. Rijavan Dapadadu Idu Jaipayanadaham. Sukadeva says, what I have read from my dear father, I shall speak to you here now. With delivery, because I conceive, I find that you are Mahapurushiko, you are searching after the highest end of life. So, it is a proper rest, and I should ignore it. What I read, thinking, representing the highest principle of life, I shall deliver now to you here today. Is Tarijang Te Vidhashyami Mahapurushiko Bhavam. You are really the acceptor, the receiver of what is known as the highest end of life. The highest end of life that can be accepted by the Greek, I think so. So I shall deal with that. Krishna Lila, Nara Lila. That the human human pastimes of the highest love. Human pastimes, that is the highest. Prakita, and the proprietor, three departments here. Peculiar. We can adjust with that, then no further solution is necessary. All is solved. If we can solve, we can understand that the provider may play the part of a thief, who is the absolute owner, proprietor. He is playing the part of a thief. If we can follow this, understand this, then everything is solved. Nothing remains to be solved. Our Guru Maharaj told once, Vairagyasya Samagrasya, Narayan, he has got indifference. Vairagya means indifference, abnegation. He has got abnegation to such a degree, everything belongs to him, but we can't find the master, the owner. Such abnegation he has got. that we can't find the real owner of the property. He's so careless about his own. So here also, he is dealing with things as a thief, being the proprietor. He's more advanced, not only abnegation, but also approaching in the surface like a thief. One gentleman told in a lecture, because he is a thief, so we have got some consolation. We need not have to invite any thief. The rainy season, the stone, walled up house, everything, all protection, But the divine thief, he won't care for all this thought and protection. He will come enter into the house of his own interest. So we have erected so many boundary lines, protecting lines, that God consciousness may not enter into our heart. We are trying our best not to allow him to enter in our heart. But only he enters as a thief. Oh, because he enters as a thief, we are saved. Otherwise, wakefully, we can't allow God consciousness to enter in. But because he is thief, we are saved. Otherwise, we have no other alternative of being saved. So he is thief in his own home. He is thief in his own home. So self-admiration is extreme. Not only that, by taking something without noting notice of Yashoda, she is being whipped. Mercilessly, and the crying Ravindi, I won't do it again, my mother. Please forgive me. Please, this time, please forgive me. One who is conscious that everything belongs to him unconditionally, and he is playing such part, what sort of ecstasy he will feel in his heart. What is the matter? Deshkalingi param brahmam. I want this type of God, no other God I want. Play as a thief, being with the fighter, so humble, so homely. I want this. Then Superior Parikshit Maharaj told, what's the matter? The yogi, rishi, scholars, the saints, they are trying their utmost to reach to God conception. But they see this is very far off, it is very high, it is most abstract, it cannot be done. And if any way we come in touch, automatically, immediately we are thrust down. Such valuable and rare thing. And that Yashoda is sucking her breast to that Parabrahma. What's the fun? And he is crawling on the compound of Nanda Maharaj. What's the matter? What sort of sadhana is there? They have attained such position, and what is the means to such end? That unlock Marko Sala. The love, way of love. Only bhakti, unconditional surrender, that can have such achievement towards the unknown and unknowable, unapproachable. Unapproachable. And that can be approached in such a way, such a peculiar means is there. And what is that? That is prem, that is love, that is devotion, that is surrender. Surrender. Hare Krishna. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur
Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur. Maharaj, in that ingoing and outcoming, when we you spoke of Lakshmi serving and Saraswati distributing, so then we think about Madhurja and Odarja.
Yes.
Is there, would there be any...
Madhurja, Odarja. Saraswati is more akin to Odarja.
Yes.
And Madhurja, the predominance of Lakshmi. Lakshmi-like. Lakshmi, of course, of lower order potency.
Yes.
But still the line, line is recruiting. Saraswati is recruiting officer.
Yes.
Recruiting department, Odarja.
Yeah.
Mainly representing that side. Saraswati. So Mahaprabhu came to tackle with the Shastra Pandit.
Yes.
Shastra, the scriptures, Vidya. And the sustenance, this is Vidya, Pandita, and that is milk. Milkmaid. Milk is the most sustainable type. So go for. Go means Veda. Go means the scout section. Go means embryo. Govinda. Go is the fulfillment of all our senses. Who is the real product of the Veda? And who is the cow keeper? Sruti, the most innocent life, as if their life is only for others, meek and helping to the other society. Go. Humble and helping, ideal. Sruti, passive. Is to take us to the hell.
Yeah.
But if it's properly directed towards him, that is just the opposite of sensuality, which is the meanest. Kamandhatam prayim nirmadavashka. But the senses are not created for nothing. They are God, they are fulfillment. But real inner pure holy fulfillment is with Krishna. And the opposite is so much filthy. Govinda. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Govinda, Govinda. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur.
Maharaj, when Shukadev Goswami was born, didn't he take off, didn't he leave his father right away, immediately?
Yes.
So how did Vyasadeva...
Different culture is there, in one culture, it is like that. But Shukadeva did not want to come out of the womb, because...